go, here we go.
Here is another senseless survey from Darren Wackhead Simpson on KFM Mornings.
KFM Mornings.
Okay. Sherlyn, how many questions will I ask her? Just a person that answered the phone.
You're going to ask this person, Darren, eight questions.
It's just a random person. All right.
An innocent citizen of the country.
Yes. How many questions did you say, Sherlyn?
Eight,
all right.
Ooh, 10 questions.
10. All right, Ramiz.
15 questions.
15, producer Brad.
13.
13, okay. Yeah. Nah, you're all wrong, guys, but try next week again. all right, this is where I phone up somebody and I ask them a whole bunch of random questions. It is the census legit happening this year, so you might get a call. I know they are doing it also electronically, so you might actually get an email as opposed to somebody knocking at your door. Mm. We know that doesn't work in 2022 anymore. So this, I duped them into thinking it's that, but it's not. It's totally senseless. You might think ridiculous questions. I think fantastic questions. Let's see how long they stay on the phone for.
Thank you for calling. We are speaking to Sam Pure.
Good morning, sir. I'm Agent 31962. I'm just wondering if you've got about 30 seconds of your time to do a census survey.
Okay, I'm listening, sir.
Sir, are you grateful for freedom of speech because it allows you to know who the idiots are?
Not really. Not really. You can't say people are idiots.
Why do paintings of people centuries ago never show pimples? Are you telling me that these people who drank shit water and took baths twice a decade had clear skin?
Is it really a survey?
It'll only take about 30 seconds, sir. I promise you, not 1 second longer.
You know why? Because the water they were using then had no chemicals. They were just using spring water, natural, healthy spring water.
Did you know that if you took 1 million guys named Miles and lined them up, they'd be 1 million miles long?
Get out. I guess so.
Sorry, I apologize.
Yes, I guess so.
Do you know that water's flavor is its temperature?
Actually, you might be right. Because if you boil them, they taste different. Mm-hmm. But if before you boil, they taste different. Then after boiling, also they taste different. You might be right there.
Interesting fact here. Did you know that the Mariana Trench, it's the deepest part of the ocean, and it is 11 kilometers deep, which is 11 table mountains all stacked on top of each other?
Jeez. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Imagine being stuck there 11 kilometers. I can't even swim. That's the worst part.
How often do you think that your phone is vibrating in your pocket, but when you check, there's nothing there?
Yes, all the time. And then think it's yours, then it's just, there's nothing.
Mm. Do you know that you were probably used by someone's parents as an example of a bad example?
No. I'm a good example, I'm telling you. No.
So instead of caller ID, should they invent caller intent so that you know exactly why the person is calling? Yeah.
That would be perfect, actually. That's why we install two caller in our phones. One to say debt collection, we ignore. That answer if they can say, yeah, you can tell me what is it all about. Mm-hmm.
So do you ever refer to naughty children as semen demons?
I know, I will never, my man. I will never. That's the biggest insult. No, thanks for having the corner. Bye.
Good day.
Now, why did you have to ask that lovely gent that question?
Because I was also running out of questions. And I thought he could be there the whole day.
Literally the whole day.
Mm.
What a delight.
But think about that for a second, eh? Caller ID, scrap that. Mm-hmm. We don't need to know who's calling. We need to know what you're calling about. Mm. My best friend could phone me, and if he's phoning to whinge or moan about something, I don't want to take that call. Mm. You never know. It's an ambush.
Yeah.
Smart.
Like before you dial someone, you have to choose between 10 options.
Yeah. Oh.
What is the reason? And then whether you'll be put through.
Exactly. Exactly.
Genius.
But, you know, I was that bad example.
Can you see that no one in this room is shocked?
Yeah. Mm. But I can't believe I'm the only one. I had friends, mothers that would say, yeah, my mom says I'm not allowed to play with you.
And then you grew up to prank people.
Yeah. Again, not surprised.
Yeah,
moms
yeah.
are always right.
Ramiz, were you that kid?
No, I was a sweet, sweet boy.
The dark horse. The angel with black wings.
No.
Mr. Innocent.
Always. I never did anything wrong.
And Ramiz, where are those kids today who you weren't allowed to play with anymore?
You see, where are they now?
So your mommy was
at
right.
At the courthouse.
Mommy knew.
See?
There we go. That was the senseless survey.